Okay, let's get to it. I want to have some fun with you guys. We already covered the Micah Parsons thing. We did it yesterday and today. We're done with it. Let's play the game. I want to give everybody a chance now that you're kind of coming around to college football. State plays tonight, Michigan tomorrow. I have, and Kenny, you're going to have to guess, and I think you'll be able to assist. I have a list of the 9 prime candidates to lose their job this year in college football. The hot seat index. Are you prepared?
Let's go.
Oh, Kenny's joining us. What a treat. Nope, Kenny's just dropping off more work duties. Okay, thanks for that. Get out. David, the music. All right. Here's the rules. We're going to do this like pickup basketball. If you get a guess right, you get to guess again. Hey, you run the gamut, nobody gets to play. But make it, you take it. So we'll start with Rico Beard, and I'm going to go down the list. So Rico, start us off. Remember, hot seat index.
Let's go to the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Freeze.
Got it. Hugh Freeze could be in some real trouble. Questions about whether he cared about coaching anymore because he was doing a lot of golfing. He has not gotten it right with the quarterback position. Hope he enjoyed Peyton Thorne. He saved MSU a lot of money. And look, they're taking one final swing with Jackson Arnold. And they open up at Baylor tonight. It is a gotta-have-a-game. You cannot start 0-1 or the knives will be out. Okay. Rico, want to venture another guess?
Oh, let's stay in the SEC, Mike. Let's go with Oklahoma, Brett Venables.
He's 2 for 2, people. Yes. Look, Venables is in year 4. It's time. Now, they've got arguably the best quarterback in the portal in John Mateer. You have a defense. You have everything it takes, and you blamed last year on injuries. They have got to win. They have got to compete. I'm not saying playoffs are bust, but he's got to win 9 games probably, and there is no way you can allow a freshman QB to walk into your place and beat you in week 2. That is a very important, much like for Hugh Freeze's Baylor game tonight.
Yeah,
that Michigan game for Oklahoma is massive. If Venables plans on living there, he better win that game. Okay. 2 for 2 for Rico Beard.
Because it just means more, Kenny.
Wow. Another SEC coach.
Let's stay in the SEC. A lot of pressure in the SEC. Maybe the most pressure.
Possibly the best pressure.
Arkansas's coach, Pittman.
You got it.
I don't know what his first name is.
His name is Sam.
Sam
And
Pittman.
He's a good person.
Okay.
Listen, here's the problem. Everyone loves Sam Pittman. But they know they got to fire Sam Pittman. He's probably done at the end of this year. He loves the program. He's a Razorback. You know, he's the type of coach in a post-game interview. He'll tell you, I got to get out of here and go drink a beer. It's not working.
Woo-pig-suey.
And the Taylen Green thing. And look, everyone can knock Arkansas. I mean, I imagine in a different world, that's where Kenny's from. But Arkansas's got a hell of a lot of money. Tyson Chicken, ever heard of it? Walmart, ever heard of it? Yeah, they're headquartered there.
And Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone wants to talk to him currently. The point is, Sam Pittman's in a lot of trouble. I would look out for John Gruden at Arkansas. That's just the type of place you could hide him.
He wants to coach in the SEC.
It's just the type of place you could put him. All right, Rico's 3 for 3, guys.
Don't sweep the board here.
I doubt that. But, David, I do know that this AD hates him.
This is a great start.
He hates him because he puts the worst schedule in front of Florida every year. Give me Billy Napier.
I got it wrong.
Not on the list.
Oh.
I think Napier saved his job.
Okay.
Now, could he lose his job
if it
goes off the rails? Yes. But they showed a lot of fight. They got it turned around. Lagway really started to pick it up.
Okay.
Not on the list. Oh, but you did great. 3 early guesses. All right, we go to Kenny Cott.
The name that sticks out to me would be, I was wrestling with a couple of them, but Mike Gundy would be my first guess.
Kenny Cott, congratulations, you're on the board.
That's all I wanted to be. Now I can get the rest of them wrong, and it's not on me anymore.
And here's the problem for Gundy. Not only quarterback play at this school has gone off a cliff, he's doing things out of desperation. After week 3 last year, changing the entire blocking scheme offensively,
Yeah.
Now this offseason, we're going to a 3-4. One problem, it takes 2 years to integrate a 3-4. He's hired a Division II coordinator at one point. He's done some wacky stuff. He's been a great coach for that school.
Still got the mullet?
Yes. Okay. That also has to go. I think he's in a lot of trouble. Now, again, if he gets to 7 or 8 wins, he'll be okay. But they've got to turn this around.
Yeah, long way from the I'm a man, I'm 40.
Truth. Kenny, next guess.
Geez, his name escapes me, but the coach from Cincy, I think, might be on this list.
Okay, I don't know how you got that, and I'm worried that you're cheating. But that's okay. That's okay. His name is Scott Satterfield.
Yes, yes.
And he is on the list.
Is he really?
And he should be for having Brandon Sorsby be his quarterback. They should have beaten Nebraska last night. They were matriculating the ball down the field. And then Sorsby goes YOLO ball and throws a pick for no reason. I think they're in a tough spot. You got to be careful. You're Cincinnati, but come on. David's waving. What's the issue?
I'm about to leave because these two are about to sweep the board. I'm not going to get a chance.
Well, this one I'm a little bit more concerned about because I feel like, and I know that they didn't have a bad year last year, but I feel like the seat is always hot when you're not named Nick Saban and you coach in Alabama. So I'm going to say DeBoer.
Not on the list. I think he could be there quickly.
Yes.
Lose to Florida State or somehow their playoff hopes are dashed before November. Oh, no. He could get there. But he's not on the 9 hottest seats. Over to David, who was just ready to tap out.
Okay, so I played their music, their intro earlier. Virginia Tech.
Brent Pry.
Pry. There you go.
Elite jawline, not elite job security. On the list. Look. VTech's in a weird place in the current state of college football. They're a good program, but they've been hurt. Now, money has flowed in. They are recruiting better, but they need something to hold on to. They need to win a game people care about. It's a huge game for them this weekend. All right, next.
I'm going to go out to the Big Ten, but out west. Lincoln Riley?
Not
oh.
on the list, and I'll tell you why. Should be on the list, yes. Buyout, $86 million.
Okay. There you go.
That's
so why I'm not going to have Kurt Ferentz on there. Or
realistically, couldn't be on the hot seat based on situation.
Or Rob Riggle. I'm going to stay in the Big Ten. I like turtles. Mike Locksley.
Not on the list.
Yes!
Should be.
Way to go, Mike.
I know. Yeah, it's like...
Way to go.
I imagine you and him vacationing together. You love this guy.
Man, we are cooking ribs all the time.
Not on the list. For the sake of time, and I want to help everybody. All right, everybody gets to play now. You have another Big 12 team, and then you have an American Conference team and a Conference USA team. I can offer you hints on all of these.
Is there a LaTeX coach on here?
How did you get that?
You gave me the conference.
Where did you meet Will Smith?
I have no idea which conference.
Sonny Cumbie, former Texas Tech quarterback and offensive coordinator. He was brought down to Ruston to reignite. I mean, remember, La Tech had a lot of really good quarterbacks for a long time. McCown, Tim Rattay, they've fallen off a cliff.
I'm very familiar with Ruston.
Are you?
Yeah.
You been there?
Plenty of times.
What the hell is it like? It's in the middle of nowhere. It's like North Louisiana.
You are correct.
He said you got it. Nowhere. We have to talk offline. I've always wondered what it's like down there.
Family reunions.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you could also be the head coach, apparently, because Sonny Cumbie's in a lot of trouble.
Bringing you home, Rico.
Okay, the next one.
It really is nothing.
We'll talk about this. I am now fascinated by it. This is amazing. All right, the next guy is a former ESPN pundit. Turned Elite 11 honk.
I don't even know where he's coaching.
But turned high school coach. Now turned into most disliked and despicable coach in America.
I don't know where he's coaching, but
same Dilfer? State as Kalen DeBoer. It's Trent Dilfer at Alabama Birmingham.
Wow.
Okay.
Poor Bill Cook has got to be turning in his grave with the program he resuscitated. Trent Dilfer has really turned away everybody. And yes, before you laugh and go, come on, UAB doesn't have boosters. No, they do. They had boosters. This guy, he basically gets up at the press conference, makes fun of his own school. What do you people want from me? This isn't Texas.
Okay. He's trying to get fired.
Big yikes.
Okay.
Okay, the last Big one on the team. List is a Big 12 team, but not a traditional one.
Arizona.
Yes. Nailed it. Brent Brennan. They've gone from, hey, this is really great. Jed Fish is doing a good job.
Pac-12 too. After dark to just shut off the lights.
Who the hell's this new guy? He's terrible. And why is he wearing a lei? It's a real problem. Brent Brennan does not have good job security at all. And the two, look, the two in the Big Ten, you're right. Lincoln Riley should be on the hot seat. Could they drum up that money? Maybe.
You know what? Mike, I think if they go
7-5,
I think they go 6-6, he's done.
Okay. And Luke Fickle, it's a disgrace.
That's they what added, I was wondering. Yeah.
They added another year to his deal. But it's awful. I watched Wisconsin last night. They can't run it. They can't throw it. They're
wrong
bad.
Wrong fit for the wrong program.
Yeah, his buyout is $40
million. You're trying to make Wisconsin something they don't want to be.
Hey, guess what? Hope him and his wife are happy after she slandered MSU. Hey, get the for sale sign out, lady. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Unemployed. Take a shot at my school. Thanks, TJ. Get there. All right, listen. That is your coaching hot seat index as we start the year. 97.1. All right, David, a few of the ticket texts. Did the hot seat index. We have who said it. We got a lot more to do today. Football today as well. And Rico, at some point, is going to tell us all the hoopla here. What do you know? MSU's got this whole revamped game day thing. What does that include? Seats?
Yes. New menu.
Just tell us what's going on.
New menu, Mike.
I'm just pumped there's no Cal Halliday. I don't have to look at him anymore.
Did you know he didn't play with gloves on?
John Wick! I'm like, yeah, Gus, not a lot of us like this kid. All right, just please, David, go ahead.
Absolutely dead with the rumble, rumble brisket. That is hilarious. Dom in a truck says, Mike's TJ imitation is so entertaining that from now on, when I hear TJ on the radio, I will think to myself, why is he doing a bad TJ impersonation?
That's the goal. Something was born today.
Some people texted in, lots of people actually texted in regarding the best case, worst case.
Yes.
So worst case, Jonathan Smith is fired at 5-7. I believe 7-5 is unacceptable to me, but keeps his job.
See, I had this argument with a former player yesterday. It wasn't an argument. Let me rephrase. It was the idea of, man, you can't say get rid of him. It would just be a merry-go-round. And I'm like, I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm like, you need to get out of the time warp you're in. Mm-hmm. You don't get 3-4 years anymore, like when you played. He has to show legitimate improvement. And I'm sorry, 6-6 is not that. Last year's team should have gone 6-6, which, by the way, nobody was going to be shaking their ass for that.
No, nope.
But to go 5-7, that was a disgrace.
Mike, were you just trying to do an impromptu, who am I? But back when he played.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm 40-something years old. No, but it was just this idea of, people have to evolve with the sport. I'm not taking any pleasure in saying, hey, if this guy doesn't come through this year, he should go. I know that that's not good for the program, mm-hmm. but you know what's worse? You can't miss a bowl back-to-back years. That's like missing 10 bowls in a row. Mm-hmm.
No, Mike, I'm with you. That's why I said, you lose all your 50-50 games.
And you're not a good coach, Rico.
No, my worst case, it's 4-8, and that's why, yeah, he's gone. You go. You win those games. You beat Boston College. You go out to L.A. and you beat USC. You win those games. You get some equity. You get some faith in your fan base, and you can hang around. But right now, he's just kind of there. He's like the brother-in-law that you really never got the time to know. He's at the reunion. You see him there. You know nothing about him.
Well, look, and this is something where
you're hungry.
I know some people bristle when it's like, well, why do you care about the personality of a coach? Because I think more so now than ever, first of all, college football has always been about personalities, mm-hmm. aura. The coach is what you were committing to, as well as the program. Now, that has changed a bit. However, you do need to have a sales pitch. You know, it's hard when you're at one of these programs that I understand where we are, and you can't say anything remotely nice about Michigan State. Well, too bad. The point is, this is not UTEP. This isn't Duke football. This isn't Wake Forest. You got to have something to sell. So in the absence of having that, and you want to be a little bit more mysterious or a little bit more plain Jane, that's fine. Then we need to double down on results. Mm-hmm. He has to go out and win 7-8 games this year. Now, for me, it'd be 8, but I drive a harder bargain. But I'm not going to sit here at 7-5 and freak out. I won't be happy. I'm not going to be happy until they start winning 9-10 games again. Because at that point, it means you're spending the appropriate money, you're finding the appropriate players, you have the program moving in the right direction. And if you're not going to win 9 or 10 games and flirt with making the playoffs every 3-4 years, then shut it down. There's no purpose. That revenue check from the Big Ten doesn't help Rico, doesn't help me. It doesn't do anything for any of the fans. So what's the point of any of it? Okay, the sport's changed. You know what? We can't get pumped up about a Citrus Bowl or a BCS Bowl or making a Rose Bowl. None of that matters anymore. All right, well, what matters? Every 3 to 4 years, I'd like to have an ounce of joy, which means make the playoff. And guess what? You better beat your rival. Not every year, no D'Antonio runs, no 8 out of 10. But man, if you can't win every other year or minimum every third year, you're not the man for the job.
Judges?
But Spartan fans will be all butthurt that I said that.
Got to give them time.
No, you don't. No, I don't.
You don't. You don't, because here's the thing.
You've been left behind.
You go out here and you're subpar again, and all your players who could be on the verge of goodness / greatness will leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, they're not going to stick around and go through the growing pains with you. Those days are done.
Yeah, and again,
where you had young coach, but you had young players, and you know what? In year three, what? There will be no year three.
No, and again, I think the same thing would apply that, look, Sharon's in absolutely no danger right now. I think everybody knew last year was going to be a down year. But if they have another down year this year, well, then his prove-it year becomes 2026, where Bryce would be in year two. Presumably, they will be players in the portal. Mm-hmm. And it will be not playoff or bust, but you can't afford to have 3-7 win years in a row at Michigan. That's not going to work. At Michigan State, you can't have 2 losing years in a row to start your career. This isn't Corvallis. And I have deep respect for what he did at Oregon State. He took over a program that was should have been relegated to 1AA. And he built it ground up over the course of 5 years. The game has changed. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in year two there, he beat No. 9 Oregon. So don't tell me I can't make a demand of him to go out and beat somebody I halfway care about. Beat someone with a logo.
I am with you. That's why I said you got 50-50 games. You lose them all. You've lost the crowd. Yeah, it's time for Jay Batt to come in here and clean house.
Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Hey.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, wow. All right, we're going to talk about all 3 teams if possible. I'm going to start with U of M. This is with hate. 4-8 as the worst and the best. 6-6.
Whoa, for U of M?
No, this is all hate, though. I don't like them.
Oh, okay. Huh?
All right, respect, I guess.
Yeah, but Michigan State, the reality is that if I could get 8-4, that would be great. The worst scenario, yeah, 5-7. That's probably the worst scenario. But with Jonathan Smith, I would fire him if he's not 8-4 because he's not recruiting. We're not even talking about his recruiting because it's horrible. So, hey, Mike.
Yes?
I always wanted to say this to you. He got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Andrew. Dear God, what is happening? I think Andrew's already on his pontoon boat. I think Andrew's already enjoying
the holiday.
Red Solo.
I was wondering where he was about to go.
Kenny, are you related to Andrew by chance? Okay.
Hey, Mike. See, you know what? That was a 50-50 call.
Yeah,
That could have went either way.
Okay.
It did. Hey, Mike, I always wanted to say this to you. And then I thought, please refrain from
wait, using ethnic slurs. Yeah. I have to bring this up right now real quick before we do who said it.
Yeah.
This Lee Corso thing is a big deal for a lot of people. Not me, but mm-hmm. a lot of people. Did you? He's been with the network for 40 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically the most famous part of game day.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a show that is now in the culture of college football.
Mm-hmm.
So for his last game day, nothing says we value you like sitting coach on a Southwest flight. You couldn't put Lee Corso on a private plane?
Stop.
They own a private plane, don't they? They bring in all the famous country artists, and
yeah,
here's Katy Perry at the airport getting off the plane.
Yeah, I'm looking, uses it every week.
I'm looking at a video of Southwest Airlines honoring Lee Corso as he boarded his flight for Columbus today.
No way. That's wow.
ESPN, you're paying Stephen A. Smith $25 million a year. Can Lee Corso put the guy in a hot air balloon?
I mean,
something.
Was Spirit filled up?
I mean, oh my.
Southwest. They show it every week because they go from spot to spot.
Right.
Herb Street flies across the country to do a game after doing game day.
So even worse, Kirk Herb Street flies his stupid dogs all over the country. Correct. And I love dogs, but they don't belong on airplanes. That's a different segment for a different day. The point is, Herbie's got a seat on a PJ for his golden retriever. Poor Corso doesn't know what day it is. You can't put the guy in a private plane.
And on Southwest, Mike? No assigned seats. First come, first serve. So people are running past the old man, knocking him down the aisle.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Lee Corso gets trampled on his last flight? Some Karen wants the window seat.
Wow. So Herb Street can cry, but he can't save a seat for his buddy for his last show?
ESPN can't. If anything.
Good night, everybody.
Fly him out and say, we got Corso. You know, on the tarmac with the band right there as he comes off the plane and really turn this into something.
Whatever money you wasted paying Desmond Howard, you should have taken a chunk of it for Lee's final flight.
How about Desmond come up with some t-shirts, you know, just please, instead of just fine. Do something here.
Oh, my.
By the way, it's not his final flight. It's his final flight before he, you know, stops working.
Kenny.
He ain't flying no more after this.
Kenny, no, don't do that. Kenny, don't do that.
I don't think he's getting on too many airplanes. I think he's going to be relaxing at home. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's one of the Nonas or Pop-Pops that's going to be flying a whole lot. All right? He's 90.
He's going to be flying to that big football game in the sky, is what you're saying?
No.
You said it.
I said he'd be relaxing at home. There's a difference.
Maybe a little too much relaxing.
Okay. Thank you. The point is, shame on ESPN. Shame. That's ridiculous. Why don't you have the guy ride a tricycle to his last broadcast? Good God.
That's
your company.
That's not my company.
I'm kidding.
Seriously, JetBlue, not available?
All right, we'll get back to the college football. We got a football today to do. We'll get to the picks next hour. But we got to do who said it. So, David, please grace us with your presence. And I just saw Evan. I mean, that sprint was something else.
The tiny little steps.
He looked like one of State's wide receivers last year.
It was like Bryce Underwood flying.
Okay. David, let's begin. Who's eligible?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here we go. Number one. Look, let me be clear here. The guy in charge, I'm a Brad bot. You know, he's not going to get them all right. I'm fine with that. It doesn't mean he's immune to criticism.
Okay.
I have to drink myself here. I heard this.
So do I.
I feel like this is Doug because Doug has called himself a Brad bot in the past. Now, I don't know if he did it this week, but I'm trying to help you since, you know, Kenny and Evan don't feel like playing.
One more time, David, since we can take our time, Mike.
Yes.
Look, let me be clear here. The guy in charge, I'm a Brad bot. You know, he's not going to get them all right. I'm fine with that. It doesn't mean he's immune to criticism.
Maybe it's Cookies because Doug wouldn't criticize him. Would Cookies have called himself a Brad bot?
See, I'm going to go, I'm thinking Gator.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking Gator because I don't think. Wait. Mm-hmm.
It's Doug or Cookies to me. Mm-mm.
No. Calling himself a Brad bot, I think it's Kang. I'm going Kang.
All right. Are you guys in?
No. I
narrow that selection, man. Flip a coin.
I'm going to go Cookies.
Flipping the coin?
I'll go Cookies.
Mike, what did they tell you in school? Always go with your first
answer. I'm kidding. I'll stay with Doug.
I heard it and I was like, did I hear that right? And I rewound it. And yeah, he said it.
You guys talked yourself into a pretzel thing.
Well, I know, did, big time.
Because it was the part where he goes, but he's not above criticism. And then I'm like, but you don't criticize him. So like, I
see, that's why I thought Kang. Because I'm like, okay, calling himself a Brad bot.
Well, that's why I remember him saying it. My ears perked up when he said, I'm a Brad bot. Uh-huh. I was like, huh?
Yeah, well, if you can collect it, he'll talk about it. All right, let's go ahead.
Number two. They certainly got a lot better. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's a cakewalk for the Lions. It was never going to be a cakewalk for the Lions. It got a lot harder for the Lions.
See, that feels like John Jansen. But now that Evan and Kenny get to play, let's talk through this. Okay. My initial lean would be John. Evan.
My lean was Gator because of the term cakewalk.
My lean also was Gator because of cakewalk. That is a very Gator used term, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so.
I'll trust you on that. Rico?
He may eat that. Yes, cakewalk. Gator.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up and go with the flow. These guys, this is as convincing as it gets.
I'm only like a 70% here. It could be better.
I feel like an idiot. I'll go with Gator.
All right.
David?
Kind of hope this is Jansen now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my God. I want to hit something.
Sorry about that.
At least our wish came true.
That's true.
Oh, that's great.
But you guys are so smug.
No, yet again, stick with your first answer, Mike.
Or trust the people who you work with. Jeez,
said
man.
Nobody ever.
Yes. Not really.
All right. Damn it.
Number three. Green Bay is banking on the fact we're going to be a winning team now. In Dallas, congratulations. You can have pick 28, 29, 30. We don't plan on being in the top 10.
That sounds like Rieger to me. Like speaking for the Packers.
I will say I heard Wojo say last night referencing the picks won't be high. They'll be in the late 20s. Now, was this an offshoot of that?
David, one more time.
Green Bay is banking on the fact we're going to be a winning team now. And Dallas, congratulations. You can have pick 28, 29, 30. We don't plan on being in the top 10.
That almost sounds like it could be cookies.
I think I said this yesterday.
Oh.
I have no read on this.
Oh, no.
Do it, man.
I think I said this.
I'm going with Rico. I'm going to trust someone I work with. You best be right.
I'm going to say cookies.
Yeah, I'm going to. I don't even remember what I said.
I'm going to go with Rico.
I'm going to go Gator. I don't remember
who. Why not?
Who said it?
Yes. Congrats on not having dementia.
Good job.
All right, let's get to it.
I knew you were getting there, Rico. He said, one more time. You were thinking, I think it's me.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Skipper, because we've seen him operate out there when needed. Whether he's eligible or not, he seems to be a very good morale guy as well. Oh, he knows the culture, knows the locker room. He fits in perfectly.
See, this sounds like a Gator thing.
Yeah, that scream Gator.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean.
People who are still talking about Dan Skipper, by the way, that screams like the midday show.
Or is it Wojo?
No.
No. No, this is just hyper positive, culture-y, eligible.
Then I'm going to say Jim Costa. He loves them Lions, man. Lion's blood.
You're going Costa over Gator?
Yeah.
You know what? I already got one, so I'll go Gator.
Yeah, Gator.
Gator. 100%.
So we're all locked in. All right.
Oh. Who is that? Oh, that's Kang.
If you can collect it, he'll talk about it.
I don't know. Cookie's had a cold, man. He sounded a little different this week.
I hate everything. Next.
Next.
Skipper.
You're getting a player with a chip on his shoulder. You're getting a guy that's going to prove a point, and he got his respect, and he got his money. Green Bay is sitting there going, the Lions are good, and so are we. How do we get better?
Now, see, that feels like cookies. Because that feels rational, what he said.
Well, those first two really have thrown you off your game.
Oh, totally. Yeah, he's gone, man.
You're trying to convince yourself right now.
He's Aiden Childs last year. Do I throw it?
Focus. Focus. Just throw to the receiver in front of you, Mike.
Yeah, dude, take the easy throw, man. Check it down, Mike.
This
Leave me alone. Who is it?
I'm going to say Milliken.
I thought Milliken too, actually.
I'm going to go Cookies.
Oh, I have to stick with Cookies now.
Don't change it.
Don't change it.
All right, I'll stick with Cookies.
Well, who is your other guest, Mike?
I didn't have one. I was hoping you guys would help me.
So definitely don't change it.
So, Mike, you said it sounds rational, correct? Yeah. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Ah!
And congrats, I have dementia. I don't remember saying it.
He knew it was him. That's why he's like, oh, this is the greatest quote I've ever heard in my life.
I picked two quotes from you guys right after it went off yesterday, and I knew you all. It was a lot going on.
Well, I mean, go me. It felt rational.
It was a lot going on.
I don't know.
Smartest quote I've ever heard.
That's right.
I like the other quote better. Maybe the best quote ever.
Possibly the best quote.
That guy knows ball.
I thought it was Cookies. Dude, you got to understand, when the Parsons thing broke, we interrupted, we slapped Otto in the face, we interrupted his update, and we just went.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. At one point, I got so annoyed with people, I walked out of the studio. There was a lot happening.
It was fast-paced, so I figured you guys wouldn't remember what you all said.
I didn't. And we've done 11 pods this week. There's just been a lot of things said, okay? All right. Is there one more, or are we good?
There's one more.
One more. Okay. Let's go.
Hutch is going to get paid regardless, but down the line, yes, they want to pay Jack Campbell and the Laportas and the Gibbs, but you could also have made the choice to worry about that when that comes around.
That seems like Costa.
Jack Campbell is a midday thing. They love Jack Campbell.
So Gator?
I don't think anybody else on this show in this station loves Jack Campbell that much.
I like Jack Campbell just
fine. I haven't heard his name except for in the middays.
Kenny?
Yeah, he is one that doesn't get mentioned when all the guys that need to get paid.
Right. He's an off-ball linebacker. Who cares?
They just paid Derek Barnes.
I didn't sanction that.
So therefore, I'll go Gator.
Leaning Costa.
Yeah. I'm
Costa.
Cookies.
I'll go Costa.
Feed me.
Man, I said 6-8.
That sounded way too rational for Rieger. Damn it.
See, I just figured Jack Campbell, like, they love Jack
they
Campbell.
They do. This was difficult. And I talked myself out of a winner.
The first two. You two missed your first two shots. And
listen, they were layups, listen, dude.
Right. He fumbled interception.
First
and
two
Mike
throws of the year were picks. Right. I'm a little rattled
back
here.
In the office playing basketball.
I told Kenny before this, I thought this was my worst week. I was not happy with what I did today.
Yeah, well.
Neither are we.
Plenty difficult. That's who said it.